I don't know what to say about that last play of the game for the Miami Dolphins, but I guess, Tyler, if you're counting on Rob Gronkowski to make a game-saving tackle for you, you're probably out to luck. But just talk to us about the fact that the Patriots can't win in Miami.
Oh, my God, that's number one, isn't it? I mean, it's so weird that this dominant team, I mean, the most dominant team really in all of sports for the last 20 years, for the last five or six, they can't win in Miami. It's been their kryptonite. But, yeah, on that play, it just doesn't make any sense. And I guess if we're going to praise Bill Belichick for being a genius and always knowing what's right when everybody else is wrong, we should probably rip him for having Rob Gronkowski on the field when – I mean, what was he expecting? Ryan Tannehill to drop back to his own 20 and uncork an 80-yard pass through the air? It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, of course, they're not going to attempt a Hail Mary where you'd want Gronk in that situation to bat it down. They're going to do some fluky. They're going to try to do a million different pitches and then advance the ball down the field that way. And lo and behold, that's what it came down to, him trying to make the proper tackle angle inside of his own 10. So they deserve to lose.
I totally agree. And it's one of those fascinating games. At the end of the day, what are the chances the play is going to come to fruition? But it did. So full credit to him. But it does create a very interesting now logjam in the AFC wildcard. I mean, the Pats are still two up with three to play in the division. They've got home games against the Bills and the Jets. So they'll still win the division. If they beat Pittsburgh next week, they'll have the number two seed at least. So the Patriots aren't going to die by this game. But now the Dolphins are in the mix. The Colts, the Ravens, the Titans, all kinds of teams at 7-6. Any of them you like, and any of them as we head into the last 3 weeks that maybe have a little bit of an edge here? Or are we going to go right down to the last week of the season, Tyler?
What a mess, isn't it? I mean, I feel like anything we'd say, it's going to backfire next week because it's just been changing week to week. It looked like Denver was going to have a clear path, and, you know, there they go, dropping to 6-7. I would have said Baltimore if they would have found a way to pull that out in Kansas City, and, man, they threw everything they had at the Chiefs. They would have been that team in the driver's seat. Now, man, it's really hard to say. I want to say Andrew Luck and the Colts, but they have a tough rest of the schedule looking for them. And I guess the Titans. I mean, when you look at what the Titans are staring at here, they've got the Giants. And I know the Giants just went big, but, you know, they're still the Giants for a reason this year. The Redskins are absolutely falling apart. And then the Colts, who, you know, I know the Colts beat up on the Titans pretty good early in the year, but I think that game would be in Tennessee. So I kind of like Tennessee's chances. If they win out, they'd get in. And, you know, they're a team that beat New England. I mean, they beat some of the best teams. They beat Dallas in Dallas. So another one of those schizophrenic teams where you don't know what you're going to get. But if Derrick Henry lowers his pads and runs with authority, I mean, they can beat anybody.
No doubt about it. And that's what makes the NFL so much fun in my mind. Tyler Dunn is with us, NHL features writer at Bleachers Report. I'm Roger Lajoie, and a great day in the NFL with so many interesting games. Are we totally out on the Steelers now? I mean, what's going on with this team? They seem to have, you know, despite the fact of all the distraction that came early in the season, the division in their control, and they're just losing games to teams they continue to lose against. And next week they play the Pats in what is probably going to be the game of the week.
They play the Patriots, and then right around the corner they've got the Saints. So it does not get easier for Pittsburgh after losing to the Raiders. So they're in danger for sure. I mean, and I think you start right there with that injury to James Conner. I think everybody who saw that injury in real time, you instantly feared high ankle sprain, and then the reports were kind of muddled out of that. Oh, was it a bruise? What was it exactly? Now it sounds like a sprain, and it's a little bit more serious than they thought originally. That would be a huge, huge blow because, I mean, we all think anybody's irreplaceable behind that offensive line. Apparently not, because against the Raiders, one of the worst run defenses in the NFL, you've got Jalen Samuels running for 28 on 11 carries, Stephen Ridley 4 yards on 5 carries, and that's it. So weren't able to run the ball against one of the worst teams in the league. They got to get James Conner back. Obviously, Le'Veon Bell's not walking through that door. I mean, if it comes down to it, it's going to be Ben Roethlisberger chucking the ball 40, 50 times a game, and I don't think that's a recipe for success long term.
No, I would agree, and interesting last couple of weeks coming up in the NFL. without question. So, you know, Tyler, you look at the Patriots, and this year, you know, in the AFC, it's the Chiefs who survive today and get the win, the Chargers, and that sets up a great match coming up next week between those two teams. But there's not as much love for the Patriots, never mind today's game. They just seem to give up too many points on the defensive side of the ball, and even though they're likely going to win that 10th straight division title in the next week or two, there's just something amiss about them. Maybe assess the top teams in the AFC in your mind as we get closer to the playoffs here.
I think that's where you did see a little separation and a little clarity today. I mean, Kansas City winning at Arrowhead, New England dropping that game to Miami. Now you're talking two games to make up there. I think Kansas City pretty much is in the driver's seat for home field. And, you know, that's huge, because I think that Tom Brady at home in January, it's a lot different than the Tom Brady you're going to see in Kansas City that time of year. I mean, you're talking two of the best atmospheres in all of football, all of sports, really. It's so hard to win in New England that time of year. Tom Brady's so good at home that time of year. For him to have to go on the road now, I mean, that really changes the dynamic of that game, because now Kansas City's able to play off that crowd noise. They can probably rev it up into a shootout if they're healthy. I know Spencer Ware and Tyreek Hill got banged up a little today, but they return. If they're healthy, I mean, they're going to put up 40 points at home. And Tom Brady's going to have to be the Tom Brady of old, keeping up with Patrick Mahomes. He hasn't been that player all year. So we're going to learn a lot about him if the greatest of all time is still the greatest right now in that moment.
Without question, Tyler Dunn with us from the Bleacher Report. Hey, pretty interesting today, though. You know, Brady did have a terrific game. Patrick Mahomes with a great comeback drive to lead Kansas City to the victory. And Drew Brees got the win, but end of the day is like his numbers weren't all that great. Mahomes, Brees, MVP discussion, that's going to get pretty interesting, too.
Oh, my God. You know, when you look at that no-look pass by Patrick Mahomes today, I have never seen anything like that from any quarterback in this generation of any generation. He makes a throw like that every Sunday that you have to replay again and again and again. You got to see it to believe it. I'm going Patrick Mahomes, and I mean, it's unbelievable what he's done in that offense. I know it's a perfect fit with what Andy Reid wants to do and the weapons surrounding him, all of that, but I think you're starting to see a little separation there with Mahomes keeping up his pace. Drew Brees kind of tapering off a little bit. I know they won today, but it wasn't pretty. I mean, against a bad Tampa team, Brees wasn't necessarily that good. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong. I think the writers are going to, you know, lean toward Mahomes a little bit more.
Well, I would agree, and I think any votes that do come to Drew Brees is maybe sentiment. That should never be the case, because it's the MVP of this particular year, and it doesn't really matter from other circles, but we'll see. It's all fascinating. We've got a great matchup on Monday night, the Vikings against against Seattle. And I think one of the reasons, Tyler, it's such a great matchup, the Vikings have been one of the underachievers in the NFL this year. Seattle, one of the overachievers, and whoever wins this game is going to be nicely positioned for a playoff spot.
Definitely. Definitely. You're talking about two teams who could go and two very different directions out of that game tomorrow. I'm sure ESPN isn't complaining about that matchup, but yeah, I love Seattle. I mean, this is a team that they're a few plays away from being undefeated. I mean, look at the games they lost. Both Rams games came down to one or two plays. That Chargers game came down to the last play, a drop pass in the end zone. Even before that, Chicago was a close loss. The first game of the year to Denver was a close loss. I mean, they've been in every single game, and they're kind of sneaking up on people. Like, people aren't even noticing what Russell Wilson's done this year. I mean, he's been nearly perfect, you know, and it isn't even the Russell Wilson, you know, running around without a purpose for no good reason. I mean, he's scrambling with a purpose. They're the number one rushing team in the NFL. They've got their identity. It's not just one guy. I mean, they're throwing Rashad Penny at you one moment, Mike Davis the next, Chris Carson. I really like Seattle. I mean, that's just talking about their offense. I think defensively, they've transitioned out of that Legion of Boom era really well. And I know it was ugly. And Richard Sherman and a lot of those guys had a lot to say, but they made the right call. They're younger on defense. Shaquille Griffin on the edge at corner is really one of the better shutdown corners in the game. Frank Clark up front, one of the best pass rushers in the game. Seattle could win the Super Bowl. Absolutely. They could be that team that gets in and gets hot and healthy at the right time.
Well, and finally, Tyler, before we let you go, you know, give us your, like, we're 13 weeks into the season now. Give us your picks, because you see the Chiefs and the Chargers, you see the Rams and the Saints in the NFL. I still think this is one of those years, though. Maybe it's a team that sneaks up and kind of catches us off guard, because there are a lot of great teams that are going to win 11, 12 football team games, but there isn't a 15-1, 16-0 team. And I think a lot of teams can make claim to be in the Super Bowl favorite.
No doubt about it. I mean, even that Dallas-Philadelphia game, which was a great game. I mean, you're talking about one of the better defenses in the NFL in Dallas. And I know Dak Prescott puts up 455 and three touchdowns, but he was far from perfect. I don't know if you can trust him to go the distance to the Super Bowl and win you a Super Bowl right now. I'm a big Dak fan, but you saw some blemishes even in that win. The Rams offense, they do not look good right now. I mean, they've stagnated. At times, you know, maybe if they get home field and they get hot, it's hard to stop them. But again, I kind of like Seattle in the NFC. I think that they're healthy at the right time. I think they know what they are. I think that defense is one of the more underrated defenses in the NFL. And out of the AFC, I don't know if anybody's going to stop Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. I guess if I was going to give you a pick, that'd be it. KC, Seattle.